今仔日咱的电有淡薄小小。
Today we're having problems with our electricity.
你知影，让我想到一件代志。
And it makes me think of something.
可能咱就默念较侪诗歌啦。
Maybe we should memorize some of the songs we sing.
那假使一日吼 PowerPoint 无去的时阵，咱也有通有歌通唱。
So that one day, even if we lose our LCD projectors, we would have something to sing to our Lord.
那我咧相信吼，较侪人计会晓唱的是四乡大乡好咪啦。
Maybe a lot of us know how to sing the doxology.
那这个。四乡大乡米，大家食的时候会晓唱。
Especially the one we sing during meals.
可能十二个，影响我音乐，可能去地里也是会晓唱。
Maybe you know the short song near the cross.
较低淡薄，你会晓记好朋友就是耶稣。
Maybe you know the hymn, how what a friend we have in Jesus.
这款的新歌吼，咱唱煞袂。无法通会晓默念啊。
And maybe some of us have a hard time memorizing these newer songs.
但是其实咱各项物件对上帝恩典。
But we are guided by God's grace in everything.
所以咱各项都感恩啊。
And we give Him thanks for that.
伫顶一礼拜，我甲大家思想的问题是圣洁。
Last week we talked about holiness.
然后讲到保罗伊劝勉这个帖撒罗尼加教会应该对家己特别伫这个淫乱的世界内面。
And we talked about how Paul encouraged the Thessalonian church to do several things in the midst of this immoral world.
在上一礼拜里面，有讲到讲保罗爱教会里面，头一项远离了淫行。
First of all, we know that they were asked to abstain from sexual immorality.
然后因为这所在真多淫乱发生，伊讲叫咱远离了淫行。
In the midst of a sexually immoral world, they were asked to abstain.
然后第二，伊叫咱要保守家己的身体。
Secondly, they were asked also to guard their own bodies.
因为保罗讲一个真重要观念，因为咱这个身体是上帝要用的一个器皿。
Our bodies are instruments that the Lord can use.
咱这个身体本身唔是孤单，是一个属地物质。
Our bodies aren't just a physical side to us.
但是上帝用的这器皿，甚至圣经跟咱讲，咱的身躯是上帝的殿。
But they are called the temple of the Holy Spirit and are instruments of the Lord.
所以因为这个原因，咱就保守家己的身躯。
For that reason, we have to control our body.
然后上次第三项，咱讲什么？咱唔能乱主放纵咱家己的私欲。
In fact, we were asked on top of that not to indulge in our passion of lust.
然后话，诸位，咱唔能爱咱的私欲，咱爱什么就顺这个意来去做。
In other words, we shouldn't just do something because we want to. Because if we just do everything that we want without thinking, then we are acting like the Gentiles. The Gentiles were all about doing what they themselves wanted.
So this is Paul's conclusion. Hey, three things we cannot do. What are the three things? What is the first one? Guard your body.
And that is why Paul asked them to do three things, and that is to abstain from sexual immorality, to control their own body, and to refuse to indulge in their passion. But after all that, Paul said something else. Let's look at verse 6, shall we?
用第六节讲，唔通一个人伫即款嘅代志内面怨恨欺负了伊嘅兄弟，因为这一类嘅代志注定要报应，正亲像我有心对恁所讲嘅。
In verse 6, it says that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we told you beforehand and solemnly warned you.
So, 原来在一个淫乱的社会里面，你跟我哪有犯？
And so we see that in this immoral world, when there's something wrong we do to each other, we have to avoid that happening. And if we do wrong someone, the Bible says that we are transgressing and wronging our brothers. And that is the focus of our entire message today. What has God called us to do? And what that has to do with our abstinence from sexual immorality will be discussed next time. But for today, we will focus on what it means to transgress or wrong our brothers.
So there are a few
questions that I want to share with you. The first, Paul says, "Do not
let
anyone
in this kind of situation."
The first problem that we will discuss is that we are asked not to be upset when someone wrongs us.
什麼叫做不能在這項事情裡面挖分啊?
What does it mean not to do that?
你知影？你知影？原来吼，越分的意思吼，是叫做你离开了你应该有的界限。
Now this means that we are going beyond the limits that we should face.
那有时阵，咱咧行路，咱看到神仔用 no trespassing。
Now sometimes they have a sign in the street that says no trespassing。
这个代表我这个所在唔是你的，你唔能干呐。你不能侵犯的。
It means that that place doesn't belong to us, and we're not allowed to enter.
那对基督徒来讲，
but from Christians' perspective,
要上帝本身哦，将咱划，将咱划在这个界限里面，上帝爱咱在这个界限里面来生活。
We know that the Lord has put us within a certain arena in which He wants us to live.
然后，让咱在这个界限里面，真自由来去生活，真自由来享受上帝给咱的恩典。
And within those limits of God's will, we are very free to enjoy His blessings.
然后，所以呢，在这项代志里面哦，你唔通过分、越分是过头的意思。
And it means that we should not go beyond what is our due.
因为呢，这个过头吼，你就代表你已经离开了上帝荷兰迄个界限。
Because when we are going beyond what we ought to do, then we are not doing what God wants us to do.
咱就了解这个观念。
And we have to understand.
原来界限里面你有真的自由。
Within God's limitations, we have true freedom.
因为咱那是这个界限里面，那我当做什么，拢在这个界限里面。真正在真理中间，予咱真自由的生活。
Because as long as we are living within the will of God, we have the freedom to enjoy a lot of things.
但是，一个人离开了界限，
but once someone has crossed those borders,
然后伊要做无界限的时阵，
and we are not acting according to God's limitations,
兄弟姊妹，这个不是自由，
then that's not true freedom anymore.
这个是放纵。
That is actually indulgence.
这个是代表你已经做了你爱的物件，你无咧插迄个界限对甲唔对。
It means that we no longer care if something is right or wrong.
所以你真正的自由是伫界限内面甲叫做自由。
So true freedom is living within the will of God.
譬如讲
，For example，
你要换车
，You are driving。
咱菲律宾是一个真自由换车的所在。
Now we have what we call free driving in the Philippines.
对不？所以你咧伫这个。但是你也注意讲，真自由换车，但是你换车有条例、有条规，有影无
？But even then, we have rules that we have to follow.
所以代表讲，哎呀，我真自由，我要爱换车，人换安尼来，我要换安尼过来。
We can't say that just because someone's going this way, I want to go the other way.
这个不是真自由啊。
That's not true freedom.
这是放纵。
That is indulgence.
对不？所以保罗甲查讲，你唔通放纵咱的私欲。
And that is why we were told not to indulge in our passions.
因为正正来讲吼，咱本身。有一个范围，咱袂做过头迄个范围。
Because there is an arena set by the will of God that we should not leave.
所以上帝呢，爱予咱的迄个亲密的关系、性的关系，伫只婚姻的内面。
And God wants us to live, for example, purely within our marriage.
然后咱袂做伫只范围内面超越出去。
We are therefore not allowed to go beyond that.
那超越出去呢，上帝讲袂做哩。
And God says no.
但是我有一个思想跟大家讨论。
But there is a concept I want to discuss with us.
这个教会本身简不是保罗曾经形象。
Did Paul not used to appreciate this church?
保罗跟早期咱已经讲到保罗形象这间教会充满了信望爱。
We mentioned it before that Paul was appreciating how this church was full of faith, hope, and love.
你看不，这间教会里面在困难中间，伊无离开上帝，伊有信心。
They had stood firm in their faith despite persecution.
然后这间教会里面在困难的中间，伊有完照顾需要的兄弟姊妹。
They had reached out to those in need despite their difficulties.
然后这间教会里面虽然有在困难的里面，伊有完仰望追求上帝。
And in the midst of their troubles, they even sought the Lord.
所以保罗实在。而且配合伊欣赏这间教会遐尼最好的代志。
And so we see in this letter that Paul actually really appreciated this church.
但是倒调来讲
，But on the other hand，
为什么保罗欣赏这物件，现在阁欢呼伊个呐？我曾经不甲你讲过，我现在阁甲个呐？欢呼恁这样代志。
On one hand, Paul is complimenting them, but on the other hand, he is warning them about what he had told them before.
为什么
？Why？
因为人哦
，Because
有时阵哦，也想哦，会离开迄、那个。
Because we as human beings often go beyond those limitations.
有时阵上帝予咱这个界限，有时阵咱会干哪，会过头啦。
And we try to overstep the boundaries that God has set.
然后我感觉有时阵哦，现在这个过头是真厉害。
And to overstep can be very serious.
啊，这个现在不是孤单男的甲女的，现在是男的甲男的，女的甲女的。
Nowadays, not only do men and women lie together wrongly, even men and men or women and women would lie together.
然后有可能一个男的真侪，女的现在对不住我，发现讲真侪一个女的真侪男的。
Sometimes one man would have many lovers, sometimes a woman would have many lovers.
所以我这个、我你讲这个、世界是离家家。
We are living in a very wrongful world.
所以呢，有时阵哦，诶，来讲，哎呀，我无，我即个女的甲女的，我无肉体的关系啊，但是我的心念伫迄个所在。
Sometimes we might say that even though we're the same gender and we don't do anything wrong, you don't realize that our emotions are maybe already wrong.
可能啊，我为着我即个女的缘故，我无要给男的了啊。
Maybe we are refusing to have any proper relationship because of an improper relationship.
有即款的代志发生。
That happens, doesn't it?
你讲话，你来当你的一个女的好朋友，有人咧撩伊，你也怨妒，你知不？
Or maybe we are very jealous when our so-called best friend is being courted by someone else. Could happen to a guy, could happen to a girl.
所以代表說現在真多這種的東西喔，其實在這個界限的什麼的外面啊。
A lot of times we try to overstep those boundaries.
所以在保羅他說什麼啊？
Paul said,
不能在這種的事情裡。
We ought not to live within those things. We should not overstep.
他並且他不是說這樣。
And not only did he say so,
不通一个人,
he also said that not one of you.
所以代表这个什么？伊唔望教会吼，相信大家人拢伫这个界限内面生活。
And when he says not one of you should overstep, it means that he wants everyone to live in the will of God. 那
我讲伫这个范围内面，你享受上帝给的自由跟恩典。
If we live within those boundaries, we can enjoy God's blessing.
唔通结婚。
We should not overstep.
真可惜。
Unfortunately.
咱每一个人皆有迄个所谓过分的所在。
Each of us oversteps God's boundaries in our own ways.
咱有时阵讲到，保罗确认，你唔是讲有信望爱都未歹啊。
Paul had appreciated their faith, hope, and love.
但是讲你这项要注意。
And yet he reminded them of this area.
代表什么
？It means
代表兄弟姊妹，这间教会有真水的所在，但是某一方面可能伊要注意。
And it means that even if the church is very good in some aspects, there are some other areas in which they must take note.
It's
the same way for all of us. Each one of us has our good points. But maybe there are some areas of our lives that are our weaknesses.
但是可能不同。
Different weaknesses.
这间教会的弱点可能保罗就吩咐伊，唔通一个人就安尼啊，这个是因的弱弱点的所在。
For this church, for example,Paul had to remind them that not one of them should step over God's boundaries. Maybe that's not the case for us. Maybe our weakness is not sexual immorality. Maybe it's gluttony. Right?Maybe it's not gluttony.
可能是钱也不好。
But it could be greed or material greed.
所以大家人的弱点可能也不相同。
And so we see each of us has different weaknesses.
所以不能相笑啦。
And we shouldn't scoff at each other.
咱也不能太过骄傲啦。
We should not be too prideful.
其实咱大家人拢有一个弱的一个点。
Because each and every one of us has our weaknesses.
魔鬼吼也想伫迄个所在立起来来。
And Satan would often try to take hold of our lives through those weaknesses.
有一摆，我甲一个人咧讲话。
Once I was talking to someone.
唔知干哪只哦，伊用一个铅笔甲我劈起来。
And that person actually hit me with a pencil.
啊，这个是无，唔是有意的去做。
It unintentionally hit me with a pencil.
但是一劈落去，嘟嘟一弄一个吼，唔是真大力。
And though it was a very soft gesture.
但是规件破了了。
But it broke my glasses.
感谢主，我的目睭无因为安尼受伤。
We thank God that my eyes weren't injured.
但是原因是啥物啊？
ButWhat happened was,
因为吼，伊迄个照的所在是真正迄个镜的什么呀？迄个第六的焦点。
But because the pencil had hit the weakest spot in the glass.
其实咱人每一个人的生活有咱第六的所在。
The glass shattered, and each of us has that weak point in our life.
所以咱唔通讲，哎呀，我达行也好，我达行系好势无都，可能有种所在是咱需要注意。
We should never think that we are doing well on all fronts, because there must be areas that we need to improve on.
咱当以为讲，哎呀，我伫教会内面偌热心，达行偌好势，然后我大概无代志。
We shouldn't think of ourselves and think that they're doing so much in church that we must be okay, right?
不是啊。
No, that's not how it
works. 有一摆在一个福音会议里面。
Once during a mission conference.
然后后尾这个会议了的时阵。
After the conference.
然后这负责人甲这个卢霞来算账。
The person in charge was discussing the accounts with the hotel.
然后就这个。卢霞的人就该讲哦，这款隆重的钱是偌济。
And so the hotel reception gave him a list of all the charges.
然后有另外一条钱是专门来用迄个现钱看 TV 的 AAP。
And there was another list of items for charges done due to pay-per-view.
啊，搁只 pay-per-view 的 movie。
Pay-per-view。
但是里面哦， 真侪 pay per view 诶哦，皆是看唔应该看诶。
And yet, so many movies on that list of pay per views were things that should not be viewed.
是上阿咧看。
Who were the ones watching then?
参加福音会议诶人看。
Attendees of a mission conference.
我跟你讲，所以迄个卢沙诶人也是惊着。
So even the hotel was shocked.
这款人也是咧看这类物件。
Oh, so these missionaries also watch these things.
所以。我看咱的 Exodus Conference 无即款的代志。
We thank God there's no pay-per-view during our Exodus Conference.
咱袂足可以去看这类物件。
We don't allow them to watch these things.
因为你知影有真侪物件哦，有真侪物件，你知影人有迄个弱的一个点。
But all of us have a weak spot.
但是保罗哦，伊劝帖撒罗尼迦教会是。
And Paul was encouraging the Thessalonian church.
有影你有真好。
And he said you're doing well.
但是你一个人拢唔通。
But not one of you ought to transgress or overstep God's boundaries. And for them, it refers to their sexual immorality. So, brothers and sisters, I want to borrow this statement from Paul. Brothers and sisters, may not one of us transgress God's boundaries.
为什么呢
？Why？
咱看这段经文。
Let's look at the passage。
咱来思想第二个问题。
Look at the second problem。
因为第六节伊讲，唔通一个人伫这款代志内面怨恨，欺负了伊的兄弟。
In verse 6 it says that no one transgressed or wronged his brother in this matter。
兄弟姊妹，伊这个所在原来哦，一个人伫这款的代志内面有怨恨的时阵。
And so it shows that when any of us transgress God's boundaries，
这个人本身就是欺负了伊的兄弟。
We are actually wronging our brothers。
什么？这个欺负到底保罗在下这个词哦，是什么观念
？What exactly does the word wrong here mean？
那这个观念是代表你会损害到你的兄弟。
It is the concept of causing harm to our brothers。
那这个观念是讲占你的兄弟的便宜。
It means we are taking advantage of them。
然后也是讲你真贪你的兄弟的物件。
It means we are trying to covet what they have。
所以你真就十条街路买一条街，讲你唔通什么贪。你厝边的太太三等
，just like the tenth commandment, which warns us from coveting.
所以你这个欺负哦，原来哦，当咱做了这个怨恨的代志的时阵，咱是欺负了咱的兄弟姊妹。
And so we see that when we are transgressing, we are actually wronging our brothers in Christ.
但是我今仔日有两方面的应用，我爱特别去注意。
But today there are two points of application that I want to focus on.
头一个对牵手的人。
The first is addressed to the married people.
第二是对未牵手的人来讲。
And the second addressed to the single people.
你择要讲，当咱结婚了的时阵，你无伫这个范围内面生活，结婚了的时，为什么是欺负兄弟
？What does it mean that we wrong other people when we transgress God's boundaries？
兄弟姊妹，当咱结婚了的人
，Brothers and sisters, for those who are married，
上帝爱咱保持迄个亲密的关系。男女亲密的关系在上帝设立的婚姻的中间。
The Lord wants us to preserve that intimacy between man and woman within His will.
因为当一个人结婚的时阵
，Because when someone's married，
然后伊在神的面前立了一个真重要的誓约。
He has made an important covenant before the Lord.
就是讲，伊爱忠心一直到死为止，对不？
It is a covenant that promises to be faithful till death.
所以你这个是你在神，我在神的面前，就忠心行落去这条路。
And this is a covenant that you and I have to keep in the Lord.
当咱伫这个范围内面，咱的誓约的内面离开了的时，咱就变作欺负了咱的兄弟了。
The moment we overstep those boundaries, we are wronging our brothers and sisters.
美国吼，会做讲是一个非常，会做讲什么呀？是一个非常非常，会做讲离的国家都不住。
America is fast becoming a very immoral country.
然后美国吼要离婚哦，是真简单啦。
It's very easy to get divorce settlement there.
有可能哦，今仔日地址的所在结婚，明仔日会做作离婚，伊会做。
It's possible for someone to get married today and divorce tomorrow.
这是真简单的桩代志。
That's very easy to do.
我感觉中国也是相同。
It's the same way in China.
有一摆有一个人伫中国牵手啊。
We know someone who once got married in China.
然后伊咧排队。
And he was lining up.
伊就领叫做 结婚证。
He was lining up for his marriage certificate.
然后伊咧排队的时。
So there, when he was lining up.
伊咧在排队要领迄个结婚证。
Waiting for his marriage certificate.
然后伊后壁有头前有另外一个。
There was someone else in front of him. Someone else behind him.
然后伊讲哇，你几时要结婚啊？伊问头前迄个。
So he asked the person in front of him, "When are you getting married?"
伊讲无啊，我唔是要结婚咯，我要离婚啊。
And he said, "No, I'm lining up for a divorce."
哎，我原来哦，结婚离婚上一抓。
Apparently, they have one line for both those getting married and getting divorced.
你要结婚啊，申请；你要离婚，申请解决咯啊。
And it seems like it's the same thing.
然后啊，我最近接着有一条消息来。
Then recently, I heard yet again.
伊讲哎呀，最近哦，伊讲。离婚哦，甲结婚无相抓咯啦。
That now they made two lines, one for marriage and one for divorce.
啊，是甲跌淡薄，你知无？
That's an improvement.
啊，那唔是哦，迄个结婚的人欢喜啊，我要牵手问电话，哎，今日你离婚，可能去在想看要牵手，无要牵手。
Because for all you know, the man who was so excited to get married might be doubtful after he talks to the one about to get a divorce.
我感觉讲，这个所在真简单，真凊彩。
And it's a very immoral world.
但是我甲你注，请您注意一点。
But take note.
美国人虽然真过离婚，
even though Americans think of divorce very lightly，
但是呢，在婚姻里面有婚外情，因是看作非常歹的代志。
They actually feel very strongly that adultery is wrong，
因为你有迄个誓约，你得遵守迄个誓约。
Because they believe in the strength of that promise of marriage，
所以有人就提议啦。
So people have suggested，
用说落去吼，迄个。签约吼，迄条 contract，
that the marriage contract，
唔通写 till death do us part，
should not be till death do us part，
用 till 5 years do us part，
maybe there should be a 5 year limit，
然后五年了吼，咱叫做好势，咱叫做 renew contract，
and they can renew that contract every 5 years，
我哋讲我转真侪奇奇怪怪代志拢会出来，
those are strange concepts，
但是我要强调一点，
but what I want to emphasize，
当咱结婚了，
is that when we get married。
在这个范围里面，
we should live within those boundaries，
不通离开，
and never overstep。
你知道有时候真是真乱，
it's an immoral world。
你若特别你若在当时的背景，你如果明白这个乱乱，
and when you understand the original context, it sounds even worse。
然后是为什么？你讲你安尼去做的时候，你会欺负兄弟啊？
It says that when we transgress God's boundaries, we wrong our brothers and sisters。
你记得哥林多前书吧？
Remember 1 Corinthians？
啊，保罗不甲因讲。哎，你哋教会内面真乱啊
！Paul once mentioned to them that they were a very immoral church.
真乱法啊
！How？
因为有人哦，甲伊嘅继母上甲困啊。
Because there were people who would actually sleep with their stepmom.
所以这个真乱啊。
And it's very wrong.
所以讲，在这样的淫乱内面，保罗讲，未做这个人拢唔通。
And Paul said, not one of you should transgress.
因为咱安尼去做，顺咱甚至欺负了应该咱未做欺负嘅人。
Because when we overstep those boundaries, we are wronging people who should not be wronged.
真侪年前有一个人问我一道问题。
Years ago, someone asked me.
用你知影，我某某我小姐真乱呐。
That their brother-in-law is leading a bad life.
用干哪真乱呐
？How so？
因为伊咧招我困呐。
And she said because he's trying to sleep with me.
所以有人哦，咧笑想阿嫂，你知无
？So apparently there are people who would try to court their sister-in-law.
哦，这个真大乱啊！
That's very wrong, isn't it?
男人,
it's a Chinese family.
是基督徒,
a Christian family.
真乱的东西啊,
and they're doing great wrong.
所以我跟你讲啊,
so I'll tell you what.
咱本身求上帝怜悯你明吗?
We ought to ask for the Lord to preserve us.
因为咱安尼去做的时候, 咱对不起, 咱应该甚至尊重的婚姻啊。
Because when we overstep those boundaries, we are disrespecting the marriage that we have believed us to make.
所以对牵手了的人。
So for the married people, I say,
请咱注意。
Take note.
在这个范围里面，要好好过。
Let us preserve ourselves within that boundary.
那结婚是欺负了咱的兄弟。
Because when we overstep, we wrong the people in our lives.
唔通看唔应该看的。
Don't look at the things you shouldn't be looking at.
对不？你若安尼看落去的时阵，可能你想的不是太太，是别人，这个也是危险。
The more you look at the wrong things, the more you might start thinking of other women other than your wife.
注意。
Take note.
安尼你问咯。
And then you ask.
未牵手的人。
How about the single people?
我未牵手，你照讲叫做得罪欺负上啊。
I'm single. There's no one to wrong, right?
对不？我若未牵手，我三个较困，我伤上啊。
If a single person sleeps with a single person, who gets wrong? Nobody.
我嘛。
Nobody.
但是我要提一项物件。
But I want to mention something.
第一
，First of all，
男女朋友做对。
When a boyfriend and a girlfriend are together，
无代表伊就是结婚。
It when they sleep together, it doesn't mean they will necessarily get married.
定你做男女朋友，无代表会结婚。
Just because two people date doesn't mean they will surely marry.
第二。
Secondly.
订婚了的人也无代表在世会结婚。
And just because people get engaged doesn't mean they will necessarily marry.
我哋讲有真侪人是订婚了发生代志，因为伊想讲我在世是伊咯。
And there are a lot of people who fall into sin after engagement because they think that's it.
所以男女朋友。你唔当想你在世会结婚。
So brothers and sisters, don't think that you will definitely marry this person.
人讲我订婚了，我在世会结婚。
Don't think this will surely happen after engagement.
因为吼，离世噶是确实是。
Because when is someone truly your spouse?
当你七日牵手了吼，宣布了你是夫妇，噶是正式的。
You are truly spouses only when you get married on your wedding day.
那七日会头前隆重嘅会做啥？叫做是啥子结婚
？And you cannot be considered married any day before that.
我头先我讲一段歌。
Earlier I mentioned a song.
最好朋友就是耶稣。
What a friend we have in Jesus.
你知道这批这段歌嘅作者
？You know the author of the song?
伊要结婚前，伊会未婚妻死。
The author of the song had his fiancée die the day before their wedding.
所以冇结婚啦。
So he didn't get married.
你唔能以为讲我明仔结婚，今仔会结婚咯。
And just because we think we're going to get married tomorrow doesn't mean we really will.
所以代表讲三甲行订婚无都会结婚的事。
So it means that if we date someone or even if we're engaged to someone, we're not necessarily going to marry them.
所以那是这段时间，咱若有了关系。
And if we are to have immoral sexual relationships during that time.
那是假使有一日无结婚的事。
And the marriage doesn't work out.
兄弟姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
注意。
Take note.
你已经欺负了将来你要看的迄个人。
Then that we have already wronged our future actual spouses.
听我这句话吗
？You understand what I'm saying?
现在你未结婚嘛
？Maybe you're not married right now.
但是今天你有结婚嘛
？But you might get married one day.
但是未结婚的时候，你已经有人关，跟别人有关系嘛
？And if you're already sleeping with someone else before you're actually married.
所以你不是将第一回和你将来要结婚的人嘛
？You're not preserving yourself for your actual spouse.
所以那个是罪。
And that is sin.
所以有一日文文读册到来时阵，第三年，伊到来讲，迄摆有一个讲完讲十条戒，讲到唔通犯奸淫，再又甲大学生来讲这信息。
One time, when mentioned that in their school there was a preacher who tried to talk about the seven commandments.
然后恰恰讲，这个大学生唔通犯奸淫，对倒落来讲个奸淫的物件。
And how would the preacher address adultery with college students?
然后伊是恰恰用这个观念讲清楚。
But that preacher had said to the students in college,
就是现在你若无保守好势，你就未将第一回和你将来要结婚的迄个人。
Pastor Pope said, if you do not preserve yourself now, you are not preserving yourself for your spouse.
所以呢，迄个是你欺负，迄个将来你要结婚。
And you are wronging your future marriage partner.
所以呢，我鼓励兄弟姊妹。
So brothers and sisters, I encourage you.
你来了山吼。
That as you're entering courtship.
请你去应该去的所在。
Go to the right places.
你个唔应该去的，唔通去。
Avoid the wrong places.
我会惊死。
Now, my son-in-law, well, back when he was not yet my son-in-law, once visited me in my office. And he asked me a few questions. First of all, he asked, Pastor, may I court your daughter? I said, okay. Okay. And then the second question he asked, Is there anywhere that we're not allowed to go to on a date?
然后我想了
I thought about it.
我头一个给讲未做。
And so I said, okay, first of all,
未做去看影戏。
No movies by yourself.
未做去影戏去看影戏。
No movies by yourself.
我人咁奇怪，干那无去看影戏啊
？Now some people would say, what's wrong with a movie?
因为影戏吼，唔是怪，但系影戏，迄ambiance暗啊要死啦。
Because the problem is the theater can get really dark.
迄是暗啊要死，所以
can get really dark.
真侪人哦，就是咧暗，我甲你扶咧，我甲你扶啊，就扶如扶如死啊。
And some people would try to assist each other so much in the dark that it goes wrong.
所以呢，我你唔能去看影戏。
So I said, no movies alone by yourself.
现在看少了，我不要去你去看。
Now that you're married, you can go watch whatever. Sure, whatever.
第二项我讲我唔通。
And the second thing I said.
我未记得啦，我要改讲迄项。
I don't know why I said that.
用未记什么啊
？But I said.
未记去 skating 啊。
No ice skating by yourself too.
啊，迄个时阵即个爱淡薄 skating， 我你唔通去 skating。
I said no ice skating by yourself.
啊，真难啊 ，skating 哦，直直滑倒，你知不？
Because when you go skating, you would fall a lot.
啊，那真侪滑倒，你会创啥
？And what happens when the other person falls?
啊，我就该扶咧，扶咧，扶咧，对不
？You keep helping each other up.
哦，所以我该讲唔通去 skate 啦。
So I said, don't ice skate by yourselves either.
那真奇怪，我该讲这两项啦，你啦。
So those were the only two things I told him.
啊，所以我刚才我无想过别项，但是我唔知干哪代志讲 skate。
I don't know why those two things were very specific to me.
但是至少感谢上帝。
But thank God.
上帝保守。
That God preserves us.
对不？所以落尾，哎。好事，该观察好事。
I observe them; they seem to be doing okay.
啊，可等一项，那再伊到去较久淡薄。
Except that he would seem to take a very long time to take her home.
啊，因为我一摆讲，哎，这里路这条路底小个嘞，唔是呐，伊行较
long
较淡薄。
I once taught him the faster route to take her home, but he took the longer route.
啊，迄个较袂要紧。
That's okay.
对不？但是兄弟姊妹。
My brothers and sisters.
留着底好诶，互你将来看球。
Preserve.The best for your future spouse.
因为有人不甲我讲一个原因。
Someone once told me.
哎呀，我那了较侪，刷较侪经验哦，将来唔是过较好。
Someone once told me, wouldn't it be better if I just courted a lot of girls and know how to treat a girl?
啊，唔通啊，你害死你。
No, you're hurting yourself.
迄唔是最好的。
That's not the best.
所以你保罗讲啊，你啊。
So Paul is saying.
唔通一个人伫即款嘅代志内面发昏啊。
We should not transgress.
欺负了伊嘅兄弟。
And wrong our brothers. We shouldn't.
那已经结婚了的人。
For the married.
你保守自己。
Preserve yourselves.
对你的牵手忠心。
And stay loyal and faithful to your spouse.
有一摆，咱一个会友，问你查经的时阵，甲我讲一句话。
One of our church members once mentioned during a Bible study.
然后伊这个是专门咧行外口的。
And he was someone whose job was to go out and.Get customers. And one day during the Bible study, the wife said, You know, my husband told me one day that I'm always number two. And as a wife, I'm very upset that I'm always number two.
Who's number one?
So I asked him, Who's number one?
God is number one.
He said, God is number one.
我问你啊，这个太太做干哪
？So what could the wife do?
啊，真怎么样？真放心嘛。
She felt a little better.
为什么？你那将上帝看 number one 哦。
Because when God is your number one,
我相信你袂做越超越这个范围的代志。
Then we would not overstep those boundaries.
我跟你讲哦，太太哈，袂和别人做 number one， 除了上帝。
Wives, you should be number two only to God.
对不
？Okay。
所以这个所在，伊讲，哎呀，咱安尼去做，咱就欺负咱兄弟。
And here it says, if you transgress, we are wronging our brothers.
为什么落去
？Why？
请恁看圣经。
Let's look at the Bible.
底只伊讲什么
？Here it says.
若唔通一个人伫这款代志内面怨恨欺负伊兄弟，因为这一类的代志，主的确要报应。
That no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things.
伊讲正亲像我这番代志，我曾经不甲你讲，过现在切切的吩咐了你。
As he told you beforehand and solemnly warned you.
为什么未做创这行
？Why should we not overstep?
这行可能是咱的软弱的所在。
Because we could be overstepping due to our weaknesses.
这行可能是会让咱欺负咱的兄弟。
We could overstep and wrong the people in our lives.
这行更加重要，会主一日会报应。
And when we overstep, we also get to experience the vengeance of the Lord.
什么是报应
？What is vengeance？
我感觉第一好的报应是指到你要得到的，跟你所做的物件相称。
When sometimes we receive the consequences of whatever our actions are.
变作讲什么？你做的。我做的，我得到的，你得到的，是甲所做的是啥物啊？平等，迄个叫做报应。
Vengeance are getting our just desserts for whatever you and I do.
啊，有一摆，阮入去到埃及的金字塔内面。
There was one time when we entered the pyramid in Egypt.
然后底下吼，底 壁咧吼有一款嘅图画。
And on the wall they had a lot of paintings.
然后迄个画图画内面有一个天平啊。
And one of them was that of a scale.
然后天平内面一边是一个羽毛。
On one side there was a feather.
另外一边是一个心啊。
And on the other a heart.
然后伊讲到讲，哎呀，你嘅心吼，亲像轻哦。
And they mentioned how if someone's heart is to be lighter than a feather, that means he is a good man.
兄弟姊妹，原来你所做物件，我所做物件，有一日上帝刻在天平来衡量。
Brothers and sisters, maybe one day God will measure us according to that scale.
然后这个时阵，上帝的确会报应。
And we will receive just actions.
然后有时阵的时阵，咱可能咱已经在犯罪。
Maybe sometimes we are already living in sin。
那这个时阵，上帝无刑罚咱。
And God is not punishing us yet。
兄弟姊妹，会记得，
唔
通将上帝给我的怜悯当作继续犯罪的理由。
Remember that we should never allow God's mercy to be a license to sin。
乃是上帝怜悯的时，刑罚未到的时阵，求上帝帮助咱就停止。
But may the Lord help us to stop while His mercy still endures.
因为上帝是会报应的上帝。
Because God is an avenger.
因为上帝是公义的上帝。
He is a righteous God.
那上帝若报应，上帝不是公义吗？
And if He were not to give us our just deserts, He wouldn't be righteous, would He?
那之前有一摆有一个人跟我讲这样。
Someone once told me.
我拄来嘛，老无事吼。
Soon after I came to UECM.
那有一个人跟我提一讲。
Someone told me.
伊讲你若要带领青年人。
That if I wanted to lead the youth.
唔通教旧约，教新约那样。
I should focus on the New Testament rather than the Old.
我也奇怪，我干那就安尼啊。
I found that interesting because why?
然后我就问伊讲干那子。
I asked him why.
然后干那子就教青年人新约，唔能教伊旧约。
Why should I preach the New Testament to the youth rather than the Old?
然后伊就讲讲完。
And then the person said.
然后你无看到旧约哦，迄款出名人计娶真侪某啊。
Now the heroes of the Old Testament had a lot of wives.
唔要无阿伯来喊几个。
How many wives did Abraham have?
几落个
？Several。
摩西几个
？How many wives did Moses have？
嘛几落个
？Several。
要不大卫几个
？How about David？
嘛是几落个
？Several too。
所罗门呢
？Solomon。
国家最明讲咯。
Even had more。
对不？所以你无看到这几个拢种个，嘛是上帝单个人。
And you see that they were still all used by God。
你拢个娶真侪某。
And they were polygamous。
所以你来现在哦，你来教青年人读旧约啊。
And so, when you are allowing the youth to read the Old Testament,
哎呀，这青年人，大家人甲你三同，我拢总去娶真侪某，我就死啊。
They might think it's okay to have a lot of wives.
那是安尼嘛？老板的青年人啊，娶真侪某，个个大出大代志啊。
And we would become a very famous church if we all had many wives.
安尼，我问你讲。
Now let me ask you.
上帝赞成娶几个某
？God wants us to marry how many wives？
几个
？How many？
有可能嫁头一个未
？Is it possible to have more than one wife in the will of God？
有可能不
？Is it possible？
有可能。
Yes。
迄个某死了啦。
Because if the first one dies。
啊，他这个死了，你就娶第二个嘛。
If you have a wife who dies, you could have another wife。
所以你唔能祈祷，让迄个某家打死
哈。So please do not pray for your first wife to die。
因为圣经我只有一个嘛。
One at a time。
你唔能讲，哎呀，家己害死我，娶第二个。
And we shouldn't pray for this one to die so we can have another one。
只有一个。
No, only one。
对不？上帝无赞成丧死是倒车的制度嘛。
And God does not approve of a polygamous society。
唔要不？但是你会记得。
But remember。
为什么要读旧约
？That we should still read the Old Testament.
因为你若你甲我若无旧约的背景，你甲我了解新约更加艰苦。
Because it is harder to understand the New Testament if we don't understand the Old.
因为伫新约内面有真侪观念，伫旧约你了解我了解，咱真过明白。
There are many concepts in the New Testament that we are able to embrace because of our knowledge of the Old Testament.
但是我感觉更加重要的是。
But more importantly,
旧约是上帝启示。
We must know that the Old Testament is also God's revelation. It's also the Word of God.
但是旧约讲什么
？And it says,
有影娶真侪某。
That there were a lot of people who had a lot of wives.
有影娶了真侪某，真侪问题。
But after they had many wives, they also had many problems.
有影无
？Right?
阿伯的有问题无
？Did Abraham face problems?
我跟你讲，现在以色列人甲阿拉伯人发生问题，咱就怪阿伯的判。
You know, it's all Abraham's fault that the Israelites and Arabs are fighting today.
有影夏甲生的囝以色玛利就是阿拉伯的祖先啊。
Because Ishmael, the son of Hagar, is the ancestor of all the Arabs.
对不？以色列人的祖先是以撒啊。
Well, the Israelites descended from Isaac.
因为对罪某来的啊。
And it came from multiple wives.
对不
？Right?
阿你我问，大卫的。
How about David?
有罪无？
Did he have multiple wives? Yes.
有刑罚无？
Did he suffer for that?
有。
Yes.
我跟你讲啊，别苏巴。
Bathsheba.
生了头一个囝死去。
Had a first son who died.
死。
Who died?
你知因为大卫的囝。
David's own son.
Absalom.
Absalom. Rebelled against him.
然后Absalom将亚伦杀死。
Absalom killed Amnon.
因为亚伦然后骗了啥啊？亚撒龙的小妹卡嘛。
Amnon had mistreated or raped Tamar, the sister of Absalom. It's such a messed up family.
我问你。
So I ask you.
你要罪某不？
Do you still want multiple wives?
被办心罪问题罪刑罚。
Many wives mean many troubles and many punishments.
因为上帝是公义。
Because God is a righteous God.
因为上帝就按照这个物件报应了。
And God will serve us the just deserts of our actions.
我跟你讲，唔通以为未。
We shouldn't think it will never happen.
上帝会刑罚。
Because God will punish us.
但是咱感谢上帝一项。
We thank God.
上帝也满有怜悯。
That He is also a merciful God.
上帝爱咱，上帝伫怜悯的内面，有慈爱的内面。
And in His mercy, He wants us to repent as soon as we can.
So,
brothers and sisters, if you are having extramarital problems, end it. End it. Or else you are affecting your children, affecting yourself, affecting God's name. End it. If perhaps you are dating someone, or maybe you're engaged, preserve yourself so that you do not wrong your future spouse.
真清楚。
It's clear in the Bible.
唔通做过头，咱应该做的空界。
That we should not transgress God's boundaries.
好不？那无你可我会偏咱的兄弟。
Else we wrong our brothers.
无论是这个兄弟已经底下。
Whether the brother is already in our life, or maybe a brother who is appearing later on. Preserve yourself. Okay, brothers and sisters. Let us preserve the thoughts that we have. And allow our lives to be lives that glorify God. Let's pray. Father God, we know that you are holy, that you are righteous, that you are glorious, and that you are merciful. And we pray, Father God, that as we live our lives from day to day, that we will remember what your boundaries are, that we would respect them, that we would honor them, that we would enjoy the blessing of living within them. In every area of our life, Lord, may we be holy, may we strive to please you, according to what you deem worthy. We pray this in Jesus' name.